This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
In central bank speak, as far as necessary may be the new whatever it takes. From London, this is the Marketplace Global Update from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. European Central Bank Chief Christine Lagarde has taken the podium this morning at an annual gathering of European policymakers in Sintra, Portugal. She reiterated the central bank's commitment to raising its benchmark interest rate a quarter percentage point next month. That'll be the first time in 11 years that it's done so, with the option to go higher than forecast in September. And she vowed to go as far as necessary to ensure what she described as undesirably high inflation, which is at a record 8.1% in the region, comes back to 2%.
Inflation in the euro area today is being driven by a complex mix of factors that reflect, in part, our economic structures and strategic dependencies. We need to act in a determined and sustained manner, incorporating our principles of gradualism and optionality. This means moving gradually if there is uncertainty about the outlook, but with the option to act decisively to any deterioration in medium-term inflation.
The meeting comes amid growing nervousness about the potentially uneven impact higher interest rates will have across the 19 Eurozone countries that the central bank sets policy for. Economists worry higher borrowing costs from more indebted southern European countries like Greece and Italy could spark another Eurozone debt crisis. That has led to volatility in the bond market, creating a widening difference between yields on southern European bonds and those of more well-off northern European countries. To prevent that from worsening, Ms. Lagarde said starting next month, the ECB will use more flexibility about how it will reinvest proceeds from its pandemic emergency purchase program, using it to buy bonds where it deems orderly transmission of monetary policy is at risk.
This decision lies squarely within the ECB's tradition. In the past, the ECB has made use of separate instruments to target inflation and to preserve the functioning of the monetary policy transmission mechanism. Measures to preserve transmission could be used at any level of interest rate, so long as they were designed not to interfere with the monetary policy stance.
Well, despite efforts to ease investor anxiety, Eurozone bonds have continued to come under selling pressure today. Yields, which move in the opposite direction of prices, are up in the 2 to 4% range across the Eurozone. Checking some other numbers, global stock benchmarks are higher after China cut its quarantine requirement in half for incoming travelers. Across Asia and Europe, benchmarks are up in the 0.6% to 1% range. Well, there is lots of summiting of world leaders going on this week. The G7 in Germany, central bankers in Portugal, as we just talked about, and NATO leaders in Madrid, Spain later today. They are expected to approve plans to overhaul the alliance's collective defense and deterrence capabilities. Each member state is obligated to spend 2% of annual economic output on defense, but not all do so, as the BBC's Jonathan Fruin explains.
Recent figures from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute show that while the US spent 3.5% on defence and Britain spent 2.2%, Germany only spent 1.3%, while Italy, Canada, Spain and the Netherlands were all falling well short of the 2% target. Russia spent 4.1% of its GDP on defence. When Donald Trump was US president, he famously threatened to take America out of the alliance if other member states did not pull their weight. This had some effect, but the Ukraine invasion has had more. Just 3 days after it began, Germany announced it would allocate an additional more than $100 billion on defence and finally raise its quota above 2%. This week, the NATO chief announced that 9 of the 30 member states have reached or exceeded the 2% target, while 19 have clear plans to reach it by 2024. But successive defence cuts over recent decades have prompted questions over whether NATO still has sufficient mass to deter a future Russian incursion. I'm the BBC's Jonathan Frewin for Marketplace.
More than 60 years ago, a young Italian businessman set out to make eyeglasses cool. Leonardo Del Vecchio went on to run an optical empire that included the Ray-Ban and Oakley's brands. He died on Monday at the age of 87, and the BBC's Chantal Hartl looks back at the billionaire's journey from rags to riches.
Leonardo Del Vecchio rose from childhood poverty to become Italy's second richest man. He grew up in an orphanage in Milan and got a job at a glasses factory when he was just 14. In 1961, while still in his 20s, he created what would become Essilor Luxottica, the world's largest eyewear company. His mission to prove that prescription eyeglasses could be stylish would lead him to build a personal fortune of more than 24 billion. Euros. He spoke of his determination to succeed in business.
I was hired as an apprentice in a medal factory where I worked for 8 engravers for 3 years. I've always hated depending on others. Everything started from my fear of a future controlled by other people.
That desire to succeed came at a cost to his family life. In his official biography published in the 1990s, his eldest daughter said he had no time for kisses and cuddles, as most fathers did. Frankly, we were scared of him, she wrote. Fellow designers and Italy's top politicians have described him as an absolute legend and a symbol of Italian pride. The fashion designer Giorgio Armani said he'd lost a friend with whom he shared a long and pioneering professional adventure. And the mayor of Milan, Giuseppe Sala, said his city had lost one of the most emblematic figures of its recent history.
That's the BBC's Chantal Hartl reporting there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.